Introducing you to the spiritual secrets of the name Ani Melech for the Pasha of Kedoshim for the Sabbath of the 11th of May, this first Sabbath after the new moon in Taurus. And this week's emphasis is all about upgrades in life. It's all about soulmates. And therefore, I want to quote now from the Talmud. Excuse my Hebrew for the non-Jewish readers, but nonetheless, I want to quote from the original source in order for you, for the Jewish readers, to realize I'm not talking bullshit and I'm not talking nonsense. I'm quoting from what has been passed down for 2,000 years about soulmates, and in order to authenticate. It's authentic. That's what Torah's energy is about, being authentic, being honest about life situations, about life's destiny, about life's soulmates. So now let's talk about the Gemara. The Talmud's Masechta Sota begins, it says, Hakol lefi ma'asav. Hakol lefi ma'asav. Everything is according to your actions. Sometimes people make mistakes, and therefore, according to their actions, which are mistakes, they create a mistake. You could say abortions are mistakes. Why? Because you had sex with the wrong person, and you don't want to be with the person forever. You don't want a baby. You don't want to... It's not your destiny to have a baby, so abortions is hakol lefi ma'asav. You made a mistake, and therefore the mistake is now undone. Hakol lefi ma'asav. The Talmud Masechta Sota talks about Zivig Rishon, Zivig Sheni. It talks about soulmates, and it starts off by saying, Abulim Yoim, Kaidim Yitzivus Avlad Nachrizim, Bas Plaini the Plaini, Bias Plaini the Plaini, Sud Plaini the Plaini. It's, quote, translated now, 40 days before you were conceived. And hence, this is where we get the whole aspect of conception charts, which we'll talk about. Conception. Before you were conceived, your parents, it was decreed that you were going to have a baby. 40 days, maybe, your mother had an urge inside. She knew something was going to come along. Your father knew something was going to come along. They had the energy between them. They had the love, the excitement, the invigorated sexual energy. And they could feel it before that period, before that zone that they were going into. They could feel a miracle was about to happen. 40 days before the conception. Conception of you, the conception of every human being, 40 days, it's machrizim. It's a spiritual hachruza. It is a psychic message, you could say. When you go to a psychic or a Kabbalist, the psychic and Kabbalist can hear if in the heavens above it has been decreed if a baby's going to be born. And therefore, they're just listening. They're listening to God's message. They're listening to the psychic message. Machrizim, bas, plaini, plaini. They're hearing the hachruza. They're hearing the announcement. It's been announced already in heavens above, 40 days before the conception, 40 days before. It's already been announced, and therefore it then happens. But it's defined as by as plainly as a plainy, you're going to live in a particular house. By so they're plainly, you're going to have a particular profession, and as if it's plainly, you're going to have a particular relationship. Now, as we understand it in our modern generation, when you were born with certain parents, you are in a fixed situation, really. You can't, you know, as a baby, as a newborn baby, you can't exactly move home, leave your parents and go somewhere else. You can't exactly pack your shit and leave. So we do understand that there are certain things that are fixed, defined by the parents that were given to you. You didn't choose your parents. I know many children will complain to their parents that I didn't choose to be born. That's what they say. You did choose to be born, and you did choose those particular parents, but you might not be happy with them. You might not be happy with the circumstances. And therefore, during the course of your life, you have free will choice to get away, to have a new life. And therefore, we come now to the Zivig Rishon, Zivig Sheni part. If you would follow the particular pathway with your parents and with your family, with your college and with the way that you were going, if you would have followed, and most people do follow it, to a certain degree, we all follow a certain pathway. Some people believe we follow that pathway until we get to the age of 29, 30, when we have our first Saturn return. Some people get to that pathway until they have the Pluto square in their 30-something. Some people get their... We have a certain pathway. And you have that certain pathway with certain attachments, and those attachments are... You could say they're fixed. They are your soulmates. They are your destiny. But the Gemara, the Talmud, then goes on in the Sachta Seita and to page Beis Amud Aleph. It then explains very clearly. Hakol lefi ma'asav. So if you get what you deserve according to your actions, if you get what you deserve according to what your thought is wanting you to acquire, wanting you to achieve, if you're getting according to being a goody-goody or being a baddie-baddie, then where it is it doesn't correlate to this whole concept of certain things are fixed in our lives. And therefore, the Talmud then gives us the answers. And it's quite simple. It is Zivirishin, Zivikshani. There's alternatives. There's backup plans. You might have been born in a terrible place with terrible people, with terrible family, with terrible parents, with terrible siblings. You might have had a brother or a sister. You had a family. Oh, I wish I wouldn't have been born with that brother and sister. They were horrible to me. Oh, they were thieves and they were gnuvim. They were crooks. They were thieves. How many of you have been swindled out of your inheritance because of a sibling family squabble that's been going on? Yes. How many have been swindled out of your own inheritance from your own parents? That they swindle it. So it happens. So some things that were destined don't all fall apart and don't happen because of Ganuvim, Hakol Lefi Ma'asav, Habazivik Rishin, Habazivik Sheni. Don't worry. That's the message of the Talmud. Don't worry. God is in control. God has a backup plan for you. And therefore, this week's Parsha now, Kadoshim, with the new moon in Taurus, with Venus in Taurus, with Jupiter in Taurus, with Uranus in Taurus. And we're leading into the Gemini energies on the 20th of May with Sun in Gemini, and then we have Jupiter in Gemini. We get now choices. The backup plan gets implemented. The backup plan is, and as the Talmud says, Hakol Lefi Ma'asav, the backup plan is actually better than the original plan. And I will prove that to you. For those of you who have been born in a particular place, but you're not living there anymore, you're living somewhere else. If you have a choice, would you want to go back to your birthplace or would you want to carry on living where you're living? The answer is you want to carry on living where you're living because this is far better. This is far better. It's a million times better than where you were born. That's number one proof. Next proof is in relationships. You were married, you were in a relationship, you were with the first one. And if it was olden days, you would have maybe had to been forced to stick with that relationship. The relationship you're in now compared with the previous one, it's much better. You're so lucky. And for those of you who are not in a relationship, it's far better to be free and single than be in a toxic relationship. So you're in a far better situation now than you were with somebody toxic. So aren't you lucky? Hakol Lefi Ma'asav. So we understand that. Now, the reason why I've gone into a long explanation there is because Achrei Mos, last week's Parsha, defines endings. Death and ending. Things come to an end. And the new moon in Taurus, which is on the 8th of May exact, the new moon with the alignment of the Jupiter upgrade, the Uranus upgrade, with the alignment with the planets exactly in Taurus, and the Venus in Taurus, means this is Kadoshim going into the upgrade of life. Now, for those of you who have ever had a mobile phone and all of a sudden they sent you a brand new upgrade for free. Oh, it's very nice, isn't it? Nice. It's very nice. Those of you who've got insurance on your automobile and you've ever had an accident on your automobile and then they write off the automobile and they give you the money for a brand new automobile. Oh, it's very nice, isn't it? That's what this energy is about. For those of you who, well, you should be married. You should be in a relationship. You should be in a loving relationship. And you're not in a loving one then destiny sends in for free. It sends in, without you trying hard even, sends in something even nicer and better than you had before. That's what the difference between last week, this new moon on the 8th of May, and the Sabbath energies of the Parshas Kedushin for the 11th of May. And it's from now onwards. You have Achrei Mos is the past, goodbye to the past, and now we're going into Hello to the Future. And the Hello to the Future is not, and I have to use the word emphatically, absolutely not, something that you was a fixed destiny that you could have even predicted that was going to happen to you 30 years ago, even 12 years ago, even 6 years ago, even 3 years ago, even 3 days ago. That's the definition of the upgrade of life. When it gets attracted into your life, it's simply the upgrade. And the upgrade is, I tell you the truth, from my own experiences, I'm practicing what I preach, is a million times better. I was talking to a reader, Ria, a few days ago, and I was describing my apartment here in Poland, and my apartment where I was living in London. I was living in a studio apartment in London, and I was paying double the rent in the sense near the centre of London, in a good suburb of London. I was paying almost double the rent as what I'm paying for a whole huge apartment here in Poland. The lifestyle that I have in Poland is a million times better than I had where I was born in Liverpool and where I used to live in Bournemouth. Million times better. The relationships that I'm in now, the people I'm connected to now, the lovable and likeable people on the internet and the friendships that I've made, and a million times better than I was born with. Million times better. So the definition of practice what I preach, Parshas Kedoshim, is believe it. If I've done it, and I'm sure many of you have also done it, but you reflect back from where you've come from and where you are right now, you realize that some of the things that you're experiencing now are not, they weren't predestined. They weren't. That's why we talk about the astrological chart of where you were born. And then you look at the astrological chart of the transit astrology. Well, you've changed, and you've changed because you listened to today's energy. You improved. You did something different. You got rid of the garbage out of your life. You overcome, we call it the groundhog day of your life, going around in circles, in toxic circles and attracting toxic situations. And you've achieved an improvement. For those of you who have achieved an improvement over the past 6 years, you're quite pleased with yourself, and it's only going to get better. Once you're on the pathway to improvement, self-enlightenment, then it's only going to get better, and you attract it into your life now because your mind, your aura really wants it. It is sometimes we say it's a secretive energy. I really want an improvement. I'm really getting an improvement. I know I deserve an improvement. I want an improvement because I'm a better version of myself than I was 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 6 years ago. So you hakol lefi maasav. So now let me talk about the conception chart because some readers have asked me, they don't quite understand it. And sometimes, I'll tell you the truth, there is a lot to understand when we talk about conception charts. The moment that you came into existence, whilst you popped out of your mother's belly when you were born, and that is your birth chart, the moment of your existence actually began with the conception. If your father and your mother would not have conceived you, then you would not have been born. So that's why the Talmud Masechta Sota defines Abu Yom Kaidim Yitzirasavad, Machrizim Basplain El Plaini, by Explain El Plaini, so the Plain El Plaini, Abu Yom Kaidim Yitzirasavad. Before the conception, 40 days before the conception. So therefore, the emphasis of what the Talmud is telling us is conception is actually a very important energy. And that's why it's always important to know where your father's DNA comes from, where your mother's DNA comes from, what your hereditary energies come from. And also that energy of with which they couldn't resist each other, that therefore they had sex and then they conceived you, that is a miracle energy. That is something from nothing. Many people have tried for babies. They try fertility treatments, they try this, they try that, and they just doesn't happen. So it is a big deal. And when a psychic, if you've ever been to a psychic, those you were wanting a baby, you went to a psychic and the psychic said, I can see a baby coming. Sometimes they can't see it, but when they can see it, you know it's imminent. You know it's about to be conceived. You know it's going to be on its way. I had a sister who went to a Kabbalist, and I actually went to that Kabbalist as well, very, very refined man. He said to her, they were hoping and trying for a baby. He said to her, back in, it was January of 1992, February 1992, he said to both of them, husband and wife, he said, the next time I see you, you will be pregnant. Well, she's thinking, well, am I going to see you in 3 months' time, or 6 months' time, in a year's time? He said it like that. He said, next time I see you, you're going to be pregnant. Well, it happened that they went to Israel in February 1992. They went on holiday for 2 weeks to Israel. I think it was February or March. But as they came, into the arrivals hall, this Kabbalistic rabbi, they bumped into at the same time. Exactly. He just so happened to be flying, traveling, and he met them at the airport, and he said, remember I told you? I said, next time I see you, you're going to be pregnant. Sure enough, she was pregnant, and then she had a baby girl. The definition of Kabbalist, the psychic energy, is that we hear the hachruza, we hear the message, we hear. And that when we hear it, we know something is coming. For those of you now, this week, the new moon, leading to the full moon, leading to what's going to come into May. Some of you are single and lonely. You can feel something's coming. You don't know what it is, but you can feel it. That's again the psychic energy. You're in tune with the hachruz, the announcements that have been made in heavens above. You're in tune with something. So when you feel excited, you know something's coming. And because you know something's coming, your now aura, your mind is getting ready. You're open-eyed to it. You're open-minded to it. You believe, I know it's not my original destiny. This is the upgrade, and I can feel its energy coming. And that's what Parshas Kedoshim is all about. Hearing the message, Milamata, hearing the message and the manifestation of it, Milamata, and this hearing the message, the psychic message, and then seeing how it's going to unfold, how it's going to happen in real life. But it's all about hearing it, sensing it, and then it's happening in real life. And that's why by the 31st of May, I've safely predicted, hopefully, as astrology, that everyone's going to experience a change over the next couple of weeks.